Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the news hour. With us in studio is Amanda Wonke. She is the Chief Engagement and Communication Officer. What is an engagement officer?
Public engagement, all about our external relationships. So everything from the customer to our planning with our cities and general marketing and communications.
You know, it's interesting you should say customer, because you have a wide and varied group of customers. You have many publics to have to serve, from cities to partners out there. That's got to get pretty hairy from time to time.
Yes, we do our best on all of those relationships, but there are certainly some times where we don't all agree on how to get where we want to go.
Yeah, well, you know, transportation is a big thing. We've had visitors here from the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the Urban Land Institute, the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Many chambers come through here. And one of the things that individuals talk about quite a bit is, well, is transportation. And getting people from where they live, oftentimes on the near north side, to hospitality areas out in the western suburbs. And sometimes that's not very convenient, because buses and transportation don't always run according to individual schedules. And I know that DART has been taking a look at that over the past year or so. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We are working on DART Forward 2035. So DART Forward 2035 is our long-range plan for how we meet the needs of our community. DART first adopted it in 5 years ago, and so we're at our five-year update. And so it's a good time, along with being 5 years since then, and the fact that there's a lot changing. Our community is growing faster than we thought. We're growing in some ways that are different than we thought 5 years ago. And technology is changing a lot, too. You think Uber wasn't around 5 years
that's
ago.
Right.
The iPhone
that's
wasn't around 10 years ago. So a lot is changing, and that means transit in the future is going to look different. But you are, what you were saying is definitely what we're hearing. People want buses to come more often. They want them to come earlier in the morning and later at night. A lot of our third shift employees are looking for ways to get to where they need to go. And also at the same time, people are looking for it for entertainment too.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we've had the Housing Authority on, we've had other individuals, there is a segment of our community that continues to spend 45% to 55% of their monthly income simply on living. And many of these individuals are working two, sometimes three jobs in order to get by. And so transportation issues also figure into that, because many can't afford a vehicle, nor could they ever afford Uber. And so public transportation becomes an option. Yeah, it's a stunning thing.
Yeah, and for about 80% of our riders, their household income in a year is less than
$35,000. There you go. All right. There you go. And if you're spending 55% of your income on housing, not much left over.
Yeah.
With us is Amanda Wonke. We're talking about DART, that is the transportation system here in Des Moines that we all know and love for the great service that we get during the Iowa State Fair. That's
we love the fair.
Bum on a bus. You know, he's my favorite guy.
You've met him. He's well known.
Every year we photograph or we take video of the bum on the bus. He's got a great act, by the way.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right. Let's talk about the issue at hand. The issue at hand is a couple of local malls here in the Des Moines Metro have said niet to some changes that DART wanted, and to some changes that they wanted. They say DART has said niet to them, which has resulted in rearranging some pick-up and drop-off places. The first one was back in November, I think it was, and that was Merle Hay Mall, who were complaining that DART was utilizing the space in front of the mall as a bus barn, so to speak, and backing up lots of buses there, and they didn't want to do that, and so they offered another location, and DART said, no, we don't want to do that, and then moved the site. That's according to Merle Hay Mall. But most recently, and I'll give you an opportunity to talk to that. Let's do that right now before I get into Valley West.
Okay.
So what
happened? Well, and one of the things we want to emphasize in both of these situations is that we at any point would love to be at the table with both these malls to figure out the solutions to what they are saying are the concerns and how we can help meet that. And we can talk about that specifically with Valley West. The Merle Hay, our contract with them was for the location we were at, was coming to an end. And where they wanted us to move to required a substantial infrastructure investment to carry the buses. And the work on that had to be done by a date that was unachievable given construction season. And so we were in a corner on that one. And so we did move across a parking lot to Haymarket Mall where the Hobby Lobby is. And it isn't an ideal situation. Like I said, we're always happy to be back at the table and revisiting how we can meet the needs and the concerns we're hearing. We know, though, based on the experience with Merle Hay, and that was just across the parking lot people have to walk to get from Hobby Lobby to the mall. And we know the concerns we heard from customers. So when we were notified by Valley West that we would need to move off property, and knowing that that meant an even longer walk for people, especially those who are in mobility devices or with walkers, that sort of thing, we really wanted to try and find a compromise solution.
Now, as far as DART's concerned, and I understand the change over at Merle Hay. By the way, Merle Hay said in a note to the NewsHour that it was DART that refused to meet with them often. And so I'm glad to hear that you're willing to sit down.
We would love to. There's clearly some misunderstanding there, because we would love to be at the table.
So now let's forward over to this recent decision that was made available to all of us in the media on Monday that said Valley West Mall was going to discontinue allowing DART to offload passengers. And where were you offloading passengers at Valley West?
So we are currently dropping passengers off on the Lower East Side near the entrance by the Boot Barn and the food court in that area.
Sure. And that's Von Maur's over to the north, I believe.
Yes.
It is. And it's a relatively wide expanse of area that's there. Valley West said, no, you can't do this anymore. We're going to kick you guys to the can and put you across where? Where do they go?
Well, all they want is us off property. So that leaves us to where we can go, which is the street.
Got it.
Essentially. So what we are looking at are the streets in that area, and we've been working the last few weeks on the routing and the options for dropping people at various locations.
What was the reason that Valley West Mall indicated to you folks that they no longer wanted you to be on property?
So the reason we heard in their letter to us was that the stop there is acting has outgrown its spot there, and that it's acting too much like a hub, which I would take to mean that it's operating too many buses, too many people, too much transferring, that sort of thing. So we looked into how many people at the stop were transferring versus going to the mall, and we figured out about 75% are going to the mall to work or shop, and about 25% are transferring. And we offered them all several solutions. We are happy to look at rerouting how some things are happening so that there's not so many buses at one time, if that's the concern. We've offered one of the concerns we've heard over time is that sometimes too many people can bring concerns. We've heard that from malls at different times. So we offered safety and to help assist with the cost of a security person or something along those lines. And in general, we just love the chance to sit down and say, what can we bring to the table on this? And we just haven't been able to have that discussion.
I understand. One of the things that I was really shocked about, because I did read the press release that was issued by DART, and it indicated that number, 75 and 25. 75% of the individuals are actually going there to A, shop, or B, work there. When and if you should move that stop to where?
Well, the nearest one of the challenges in the area is sidewalk access.
There is no sidewalk access as part
of
that.
So the nearest sidewalk access we could find is along Westtown Parkway, kind of by where the Hurricanes restaurant is. There is a sidewalk access point there. And so there are other stops, too. Obviously, people can choose to get along other stops on the route. But that is, of the choices we have, the most accessible one.
Now, those stops, are they on Westtown Parkway?
Yeah.
Are they across the road or across the street from the mall?
It would depend on which direction you're going on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going west, headed out to the suburbs, and you're going on Westtown Parkway, you'll be right at the curb and right there. If you're going east, you're going to have to get off and go to a stoplight and cross. We have been working with the city of West Des Moines to talk about options, crosswalk options, and other things we can look at to make that busy area as safe as possible for
people. Well, this has really created a firestorm in social media, as you well know.
Yes.
My friend Sean Bagnuski started something over in the Beaver Beaverdale neighborhood. He was talking about, I'm done. I'm not going to go to Valley West Mall any longer. And people were chiming in on that. And I suspect that the whole idea is to lay pressure at the feet of the retailers that are there saying, hey, come on, let's have a conversation about this. Was this change by Valley West Mall, was this just abrupt, or had you had conversations prior?
Yeah. Well, I know one of the things I've heard, we haven't been able to have a long conversation with Valley West, but I know they've said that they've alerted us for a couple of years. What has happened over a couple of years is we'll get a call about a concern and we'll try and offer something to address that. Lots of times, and then nothing has gone forward. So we didn't know that there was such a concern that they were going to completely be off property until we got this letter.
Wow.
And as soon as we got the letter, we've been reaching out with calls and emails, and they are holding firm that they think it's time for us to be off property.
I see. Wow. I'm sure that some folks will be off property as well as this continues down the road. And you know, we don't do politics on the NewsHour. We're just strictly concerned about business. And it's a mind-numbing decision, and we hope that we'll be able to maybe reach out and talk with Paul, who's the manager at the Valley West Mall, at some point, and get his side of the story. But it just does seem odd that a complete shutdown of something in such a short period of time.
Well, and it is more than 350 people a day are using that stop, mm-hmm. and it has grown. When we look
on
our Dart Forward plan, we look at how that area is growing. And one of the things we're talking about, too, is that we know there needs to be some other long-term transfer-type options in the area and in West Des Moines in general. And we're looking at that as part of our Dart Forward plan. And so we also want people to know we've heard that concern. There is a lot of traffic, and we understand what that brings. But it's also important. You know, we have a really low unemployment rate when you talk business, which is awesome. But sometimes the one thing standing between people getting to their job is transportation.
Absolutely.
And so we want to help eliminate any barriers we can and also plan for the future at the same time.
Her name is Amanda Wonky. She is the Chief Engagement and Communications Officer. Bubbly, bubbly. That's what that's supposed to be, one of the prerequisites, isn't it? Isn't it? Come on.
I guess so.
There you go. Absolutely. Yes. And we've been talking about some issues with regard to Dart and some of the malls here in the area. You still are servicing, I think, Jordan Creek?
Yes, that's correct. We have a development. It's part of their development agreement at Jordan Creek that they have a transit stop there. And so we do have a stop there and at Southridge Mall.
Right. All right. All right. Thank you, Amanda, for coming in and talking to us about this. We will post all of this. If you have missed any of this conversation, we will have this up on our podcast page in just a little bit. I get to go speak in just a few moments, as a matter of fact, to the Iowa Women Business Association over in Urbandale. I'm going to be looking forward to doing that. Thank you very much for the invite. We got to scoot on out of here. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business the News Hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. We have Mark McDowell is the program director for the stations. Mary Sayer is the liaison. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted, and done by James Goodlett. Our thanks to Amanda, also Dr. Yogesh Shaw, as well as Kent Zimmerman, talking about aging in the Des Moines Metro. For all of us associated with the Metro and for the NewsHour, thanks so very much for being here. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.